We're telling Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, his team, into a state quarterfinal there in Class 3. And, Coach, I guess just first off, you look back on last Friday, a win a district title with a really impressive showing over Richmond. I know you talked with us afterwards, but now that you've had a few days to kind of dissect what you saw from the guys, your thoughts and feelings on Friday night?
Yeah, I'm very happy. Obviously, that's the goal and the expectation here that these kids have, our team have has grown up with, and it's exciting to, watch our guys kind of meet that goal and put their own mark on the Spoofhound culture and our tradition here, and talk about tradition never graduates, and these kids have grown up in a climate and a culture that. 12 of the last 14 years, our program's, played in the state quarterfinal round. So they're part of it now, and they want to continue that. So I'm very happy for our kids. Proud of the way we came out and played. We played physical and did a great job, I think, in all three phases, and felt like we, really kind of hitting our stride this time of year.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there's been a standard and a culture that's been set there at Maryville, but every team has to go on its own journey, so to speak, right? So tell me about this team's journey to becoming a quarterfinal team.
Well, I think, we've learned throughout the year that, number one, these kids, this team is a group of guys that, life's not going to be perfect. We haven't been undefeated this season. Our two losses are to two teams that we feel like are very good football teams and good football programs in Blair Oaks and Savannah. And we have a lot of respect for those guys. And, so it's not about being perfect. It's about how you respond. And when you respond, you have to learn. So this team has learned to kind of go through some adversity. We started off the football game the other night and went 3-and-out. That's not how you draw it up. That's not what the pregame speech is. And, there's times this year we've been down at halftime. There's times in this year where we've had to come out and, kind of feel like we didn't play our best, but put enough points together to get a win. And those are all things that this team has learned. I'm very proud of the way this team has just kind of hung in there. This is a group of guys that just loves to play together. And they're not quitters. They're guys that'll hang in there even in week one against a really talented Blair Oaks team. I felt like, we had them. You're right, kind of, close ball game, halfway through the third, they, had some turnovers and some things that, we felt like we didn't play our best, but we didn't quit. So this is a group that's going to stay in there and fight till the end.
Do you feel like you guys are playing your best football right now, or do you feel there's maybe even still more out there?
Oh, there every week. I think the coach is going to tell you we could have done this better and could have done that better. I've done this long enough to know that, this time of year, it's all about finding a way to win by one point. We're gonna go out there and play St. Michael's team on Saturday. It's not gonna be perfect. I can promise you, they're a good football team. I think every coach say, yeah, I'd love to say we're hitting our stride, but first time you go out there and turn the football over or give up a big play, you're like, well, our stride's not very good. So, we're always learning, but I think we're playing the best of our ability each week, and that's what you can all you can ask for.
Now, looking to that matchup on Saturday against St. Michael, as you guys prepare for them, what stands out to you about them?
Well, I think they're extremely talented. They've played a tough schedule. When you look at the likes of their schedule, and they've played the St. Pius's of Kansas City, they've played Class 4 schools, the coach does a good job. They're very schemed up on their single wing offense, and then their spread attack offensively. They give you a lot of offense to prepare for, and that's the difficult thing to do. And they are physical. They have a really good quarterback. Last week, their quarterback threw for a grand total of 0 yards. So you think, boy, that's great. We can stop him. Well, he also rushed for 400 yards in one football game against Boonville. He is a really good athlete, and he's just an extension of their run game. So what they do offensively is very complex, and it's a pain. So they have a very talented team. We're kind of out of that public school mindset now, and we're playing another private. So we know how that goes, and we know the Mission standards on that. And I don't know where half these kids were playing last year, but they're at St. Michael's now, and they're in state quarterfinal round because they've got a really good coach, and that they've got some really good players around.
Obviously, I mean, you know as well as anybody, a lot goes into winning a football game. Aside from turnovers and penalties, what are the one or two most important things on Saturday?
Well, I think you mentioned it. I mean, I don't know if there is two more things. We've got to play some good defense. You know, we've got to get off the field. You know, and then when we have the ball on offense, we need to execute. Sometimes this time of year, you know, you're going to run against some opponents that really, you know, don't know you as well. You know, sometimes, you know, you play your conference schools and you play your district schools. And, you know, sometimes that's our same people that we've played throughout the year. It's a rematch type thing. But so you're going to see some newness from some teams. You know, that I'm aware of, we've never played a game, at least I'm in North High School. That's a different environment to go to. I don't remember playing the St. Michael's team. So, you know, it's a bunch of newness. So we've got to go in and just, you know, really relish in the moment, man. This is an opportunity to make it to the Final Four. And you play on Saturday, it's going to be a great environment. It's an afternoon game. All these things that our kids are used to, you know, we're used to this time of year. We've played in these Saturday afternoon games. We're excited about taking this opportunity for this team to go down and earn a berth in the state semifinals.
Matt Webb, head football coach at Maryville. Coach, always appreciate the time. Thank you, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Trevor. Have a great week.